Can we have everybody stand for the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening. Thank you for all coming to tonight's meeting. Public comments, this is a period devoted to comments by general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. State clearly your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If you're a member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the council or chairperson or board council by majority vote. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Oh, approval of minutes for January 14th, 2025.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Minutes pass. Can I get approval on the agenda for January 28th, 2025?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda for tonight, January 28th, 2025, with the following holds. Item number 5. MGM Resorts and Land Holdings 2 LLC, and item number 6, B-Corp Paradise LLC. And they've asked to hold those indefinitely.
Okay, there was a motion on the floor to hold item 5 and 6 indefinitely. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Is there any informal items? Okay. And then can we get some introductions?
Dave Tomaso, representing comprehensive planning staff.
Okay. Moving forward to the agenda. Item 1. UC240704 MD Properties LLC and DP Driftwood LLC use permit to allow an office with an existing commercial industrial complex on a 9.39 acres in a IL industrial light zone, generally located on the west side of Dean Martin Drive and the north side of Ali Baba Lane within Paradise. Is the applicant here?
I'm sure I'd move to trail to the end of the agenda.
Okay, do I have to hold it? No, okay. So we're going to hold that one to the end. Moving on to item 2, UC240744 QC Standby 24 LLC use permit for a school design review for modifications to a shopping mall of a 2.0 acre portion of a 76.04 acre site in a CG general commercial general zone within the airport.
Invines,
AE-60 and Maryland Parkway overlays, generally located on the north side of Katy Avenue and the east side of Maryland Parkway within Paradise. Do we have an applicant here?
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yes, hello there.
Okay, so thank I have these for all of you.
We gotta watch. This is the recorder, so.
We just have one more.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me? There we go. Okay. So this is for a charter school, I'm sure.
Let me interrupt you real quick.
Yes.
Name
and
personal.
Oh, yes. So my name is Timo Fusala, K-U-U-S-E-L-A. Representing QC Standby 24, LLC, the applicant. So we have the repurposing of the third floor of the former Macy's building at Boulevard Mall for the purpose of a charter school. Minimal changes to the exterior. There is a bridge that will connect the third floor of the parking garage to the building. And in the further pages, you'll find some of the breakdown of the parking and other things that may have been a question. But we have reviewed this, and we are overparked as a site, so I think we're fine there. I guess I'll just ask if you guys have any questions.
Okay, I gotta open it up. Anybody here for this item that would like to speak?
I have a question.
Closing it to the public and now opening it to the board. Go ahead.
What kind of charter school is it? I mean, grade-wise, attendance, that kind of thing.
Middle school.
Middle school.
A typical school year type of cycle.
Do you have any questions?
How many students? Capacity?
We'll be around 500 when it gets fully going.
And I read in it that you're hoping to use the third floor parking as a playground and a drop-off point, right?
Yes, there are two separate areas for those two distinct things, but those kind of help keep the vehicular traffic away from the general down below, and then the students are in a safer area if they're recreating up there.
How are you going to stop people from possibly driving to the front of the mall and dropping their kids off because they're in a hurry?
Well, there's a whole supervised drop-off process that takes place at these schools, so they have to drop the child off at the designated point. That's the policy of the school.
Well, that may be the policy, but with some charter schools, what they plan to do and what they do is two different things. And I could point them out if that's not spoken here. My concern is, if they drop them off, are they going to be dropping them off on the third level of that garage? Or where are they going to do this?
Yes, that's the designated drop-off area.
Okay. So you're not going to have them dropping off kids down here at the bottom where you come around from where the aquarium is. Come around that curve because that's an extremely narrow area. And parents being parents, okay, they don't care. So it's really important that they're going to follow those policies.
Yes. We share your concerns, and that's why we, you know, made it very easy with the connecting bridge and everything. The other problem you have is we have office tenants on the first floor and this second floor, so we don't want interference with that. We want everything happening on the third floor of the garage.
Okay. So there won't be any single parking, double parking, or triple parking down that area?
No, and the property does employ a 24-hour security that will ensure that doesn't happen as well.
I have a quick question. Do you operate another school in town?
I don't. I mean, I have a whole team of people back here that do this sort of thing. If you have any questions.
I just wondered if you, with policies, like what he was saying, that we have problems even with the public school system. We have UEs and we're having troubles and traffic problems right now and safety of the children. So when you talk about the Boulevard Mall, it needs something there. But I'm worried, like with them, is that the access to where parents drop off kids, and I'm at fault of this. When my kid went to Bob Miller, it was a hectic, you know, a little hectic. We dropped off where it was convenient. So that's my concern with the property, is that how are you going to gauge where all the traffic goes where you need to, and you're not dealing with the public traffic with all the other things that are there?
So we dealt with the same concern with the other tenants in the building because we had to gain their approval. So we do have a whole procedure where an employee of the charter school will be directing traffic. That's part of the program. But also, the mall doesn't open until 11 every day, so that's very minimal traffic on the property before that, and the school starts early, so we thought this would be a perfect as far as time.
Well, that might be true of the mall, not necessarily at the end of the mall where you're at. I know, because I already handicapped parking gates for now. Okay, and this end of the mall can be very busy at that time. So I just it's very important that, you know, there's not going to be this traffic down there. It's not safe for the kids either.
Right.
How tall is this fence up here? Is it on top of it?
I believe it's a 9-foot fence.
How tall? What was that again? I'm sorry.
I believe it's a 9-foot fence, but let me see here.
Because you already have a playground up there, right?
Yes.
On top of it.
Yeah, we got 9'0" here.
Okay. And then coming across the bridge, what is the security on that? For fencing or wall height or whatever?
So that's going to have guardrails on it. They are also going to be 9 feet, I believe. But we also have fencing around all the gates, around all the stairwells and everything, to really secure this area.
What time will school let out?
I believe it's 2:15, 2:30.
Okay. And I see on the top of the parking structure, there's this roundabout for the pickup and drop off. When school is getting ready to let out, we see it all over. Parents will just line up, you know, just waiting. Is there a staging area that within the parking garage that they're able to use, or are they just, you know, that's going to happen no matter what, and I know you can't control it, but is there going to be a place for parents to just be able to sit and wait until school lets out, and then you can begin this roundabout cycle of pickup and drop off?
So they'll be queued in line, coming up the ramp, going down and around, and we have personnel, again, from the school that will be helping guide that.
Correct.
That was a concern of ours, too, a part of what we had to commit to in order for the other people in the building to be comfortable.
Okay, and all of the neighbors, everyone else in the building, they're cool with everything that you have so far?
Yes.
You talked to them? They've been part of the process?
Yeah, they've been briefed, you know, we have written agreements with Anthem, and then we have Barnum Associates on the first floor.
Okay.
I have one last question about the drop-off area. So, let's see, two kids per car, 250 cars, would be coming at 2:15. So, they're going to block up that whole parking ramp to get up to the third floor.
How's
that going to work?
Well, the goal is to control that traffic and to make it flow. And I also would say that they estimate that there's not quite going to be 250. There's a lot of people that are, the focus of the school is within the neighborhood, and so there's going to be a lot of foot traffic. We also sit on a very major, the selling point for this is that we sit on a very major bus line where there's three bus stops on the property. So there's really all of the above.
So you anticipate the kids coming on some of the RTC?
Some of them we do.
Some of them will. And then where will they go from there?
So they will take the stairs up to the third floor where the bridge is at and then come into the building.
Okay. And you said there's security there for them?
Yes. So they'll be let in by the employee of the school that's in charge of the parking area.
So maybe we'll be down there and monitor
yes.
that.
In fact, we talked about having two people, one supervising the reception up at the top, and then somebody with like a radio down below because you know, you get the whole queue coming.
So for those students entering on foot, is there an ADA accessible way for them to get to the third floor? Is there an elevator in the parking garage?
There's an elevator. If you just, you know, again, we're trying to discourage them from using the first floor in any way, but if they do need an ADA access to the vestibule that's shown there, there's a vestibule on the first floor, then there's a passenger elevator that takes you right up.
So if that's the case, then you could have parking on that road. And that section going around, if you have ADA, okay, and they need to come in on that lower level, And you may have parking, people parking at the curb for that.
Well, I think a one-off for an ADA type situation, I could see that.
They wouldn't be able to go up.
They could still go up.
Yeah, I guess they're coming on a vehicle. Okay. Their parents are bringing them a vehicle. Somebody's bringing them a vehicle. Wouldn't they just go up with everyone else and through the third floor?
Yeah, I was trying to answer that question.
It would seem to be easier for them.
But I think, yeah, that's the normal way to do it. Like, if they're driving with a wheelchair and a van, go up there on the third floor, drop them off.
But you're not sure.
Well, I think there's a lot of, when you first open school and you start getting this thing going, there'll be a lot of direction and training people where you need them to go, but we're committed to that effort.
Does anybody want to make a motion?
One last question. It's been a long time since I had kids in school. Middle school goes from?
6th through 8th.
6th through 8th. And you said you're trying to get a lot of people from the area to, okay.
Yeah, it's generally being targeted to the geographical area we're in. Okay. There's a real need for school choice, especially for people that don't learn in a conventional way. Like, they need more hands-on experience and things like that. And we've really got a pretty neat setup in here with different labs, and we have a lot of opportunities at the mall to actually immerse students in the real life of how things work.
So when will the school open? When do you anticipate?
So we're on this fast track, lightning speed thing here. We want to be for school year 2025.
Any questions?
Go ahead.
I would like to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve.
You have public comment.
We had it prior, and then we went to the board.
I thought you were going to have him answer questions in public comments.
No, what happens is it goes to the public, and then when we don't see anybody, we close it, and then we open it to the board. And then the board gets to talk to him directly, the applicant, and then we go back and forth. Do you have a quick question? Or comment?
It seems absolutely impossible what he's planning. There's going to be traffic all over the place out the wazoo. They say they're overparked. I'm looking at the plan. They're not sufficient parking. 500 students, you're assuming only 250 cars. That is not the case in this day and age. We have blended families, multiple families. You will have one child with a bonus mom, bonus dad. They will have two cars if parent-teacher conferences.
Okay, so I understand you're kind of opposed to it. We closed it to the public. So we can't
didn't hear anything.
Yeah,
so
I think.
I want to just say something. So on Windmill and Paradise, there's a private school just like what he's saying. And it's so backed up on any given day that it's also a charter school. So if you're telling me that a mall can't get it, I absolutely support this mall is tired. Nobody shops there. It's dead.
We appreciate your comment. Thank you. Okay, so it's closed to the public now. The board has already spoken. There's a motion.
There's a motion
on the floor.
I'd like to make a suggestion on a motion.
Okay, go ahead.
Kick this around.
Okay.
That if the motion is approved, that there be a public hearing 1 year, 12 months from the time the school opens to review how this is working.
We like that. We're
okay.
Happy to make it better, make it as good as
so
we can
I,
make it.
So if I understand right, we have a motion on the floor to approve with staff conditions with the condition that there is a one-year review concerned with the parking and the traffic of the flow of the students. Is that, John, is that good enough?
Yeah, just a...
One-year review?
One-year review is
public
a public
hearing.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I was figuring giving them a year from the time they open
so we'll make sure
to review.
Do I have to repeat that for the record? Are we good?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor to approve the staff conditions with a one-year review after occupancy for traffic study and student flow. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And you go on to PC on 224. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So I'd like to just bring to everybody's attention, in the beginning of the meeting, what we do is
we go and we open
it to the public after we we read the agenda item, and then we open it to the applicant, and then we open it to the public. The public can speak, and then once we close it, the applicant, we speak, and then the applicant can rebuttal. If you had questions during the public portion of it, then what happens is we allow the applicant to come back and answer any questions. So just be mindful of that, that we do, after each applicant gets to speak, we open it to the public. So I apologize if you didn't get to hear it, or we didn't, my mic seems loud, so I would think that I'm being heard.
Well, we need to see the maps.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you did it completely Kelly Black, at the bottom bar, number 12768. I'm an attorney, it's first time here, but I've been to lots of meetings. Applicant gets up, speaks. Y'all have questions, you ask them. Then the public comments. She should have been heard. And after public comments, then you vote. It's pretty simple county law.
She asked for the public comment.
State
public
rule of order. I've been doing this for a long time. She did it exactly the way it's supposed to be.
We
aren't
allowed to comment
until
afterwards.
There's absolutely no abstract. You just missed it. So I just want to make sure everyone in the room is clear. You missed that part. The chairman was more than happy to do the comments quickly, but with that,
she opened it to the public.
This goes to another public hearing. It goes to public hearing on
the 4th.
February 18th.
Okay, moving on to item number 3. BC-240748 Sahara Investment Properties LLC SER Camera Vacant and Abandonment Easement of Interest of Clark County, located between Camera Street Avenue and Wigmon Avenue, and between Aza Street and Eastern Avenue within Paradise. Is the applicant here? Good evening.
Yes, good evening, Chairman, the town board members. David Turner, 1210 Henson Street, representing the applicant. What we're asking for here is a vacation of a BLM patent easement and a BLM right-of-way. It's required in conjunction with the detached sidewalk. So we ask for your approval of this item.
Is there anybody that is here to be heard on this item? Opening to the public and closing it to the board. So sorry. Does anybody have any comments?
If no one has any comment, I want a motion to approve the staff's preliminary condition.
There is a motion to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Same to you. And number 5 and 6 is being held indefinitely, so we're moving on to item number 7. Sorry. Okay, and item number 4. VS240762, County of Clark Public Works vacant and abandonment, a portion of right-of-way being Goldilocks Avenue, located between Maryland Parkway, alignment of Tamara Street alignment, a portion of right-of-way being Kelvin Street, located between Robindale Road and Chestnut Lane alignment, a portion of right-of-way between being Las Vegas Beltway, located between Robindale Road and Chestnut Lane alignment, a portion of right-of-way between Ducks Avenue, located between Maryland Parkway alignment and Tamara Street alignment, a portion of right-of-way being Pinilla Court, located between Ducks Avenue and Matthew Avenue, a portion of right-of-way being Lenny Dawn Street, located between Robindale Road, Chestnut Street alignment, a portion of Aliga Street, a portion of right-of-way being O'Donnelly Street, located between Matthew Avenue and Metcalf Avenue, a portion of right-of-way being Angelica Street, located between Matthew Avenue and Metcalf Avenue, and a portion of right-of-way between Metcalf Avenue between O'Donnell Street and Angelica Street within Paradise. Is the applicant here?
Excuse me, when you say applicant, who received this certified mail?
You would be the public, so okay. The applicant would be the person either that did the application originally, and then the public would be the person with the card. So it'd be, I'll call for you in just a second.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. If there's no one here for the applicant, do I? To the end? Okay. So we're going to hold that to the end, and then we're going back to.
If you'd like to have a conversation, would you please take it out in the lobby, all of you? Ma'am, if you want to have a conversation, take it in the lobby. Thank you.
Okay. So we're moving on to number 7. WS24075JNJ Investment Prop LLC waiver development standards for the following: alternate loading spaces, alternate driveway geometrics, and a following attached sidewalks, allowing attached sidewalks. Design review for proposed office warehouse building and outdoor storage in conjunction with an existing industrial complex on a 4.32 acre in a IP industrial park zone within the airport 8 inbound, I can't say that word, overlays, generally located on the east side of Mojave Road and the south side of Pepper Lane and Paradise. Is the applicant here? Yes, he is.
Good evening. How are you? Board members, Edward Montalvo, 3606 Calico Group.
Excuse me. Can you spell your last name, please?
Sure. Edward E-E-G-A-R Montalvo, M-O-N-T-A-L-V-O.
Thank you.
At 3606 Calico Group Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89147. What we have here is, we're completing the site. What we're trying to do is our warehouse. It's a small building, which is almost 20,000 square feet, or around 20,000 square feet, on an area where it's all warehouses and tilt-up buildings. So there is different works, and we need to request as the new the development and existing development is actually showing existing driveways. So we need to actually, per new code, we do not comply with the code. So pretty much what it is we have a waiver for both driveways and the detached sidewalks. So what it is right now is right here. Right here, this driveway doesn't have enough drop depth, but it's existing. Same here on this side, and those are the two waivers we're requesting. And detached sidewalk on this side, then we don't have it right now. Currently, we only aren't meeting the standard for landscape as they have it before, but there is not much space to get it done. So that's why we have to request those waivers of standards. The other comment that we have on the application is that we need to put a sidewalk on the loading space that we're providing, which we will be, by the public hearing on the board, we will modify and make sure that complies. But pretty much that's what it is. If you see the development on the side, I'm going to show you how it looks like. On one of the comments, they say that we need to be compatible with the building adjacent to it, which is the next door, same property, which is kind of old style. It's just plain walls and nothing really fancy there. So we're trying to improve it a little bit with this type of design so we can improve the actual image of it. Indeed, farther on Pepper Lane, they have some very beautiful tilt-up buildings that we're trying to replicate because the owner of this building is going to have a very tough competition with them trying to lease these spaces. So we need to have something similar so they can actually have it leased on a similar conditions spaces. We don't have any waiver for parking spaces, so we think this can be a good thing to consider on the site, and we've been working pretty tightly with the staff to make it work with all the staff members and the public works so we can make it happen. So we already have some plans. We're already working with the civil engineer, and we have most of the architectural drawings done and ready to be submitted, so we can develop it immediately as we got the approval for this development. So other than that, that's what it is. If you have any questions.
Is there anybody here that would like to speak on this item?
Can you come?
Yeah, and state your name, last name, and spell it for the record, please.
Kelly Blatnick, Blatnik. I want to thank you for being here, for making this presentation. It's clear that he's done a lot of work and research into this, and it's clear that it looks like it's not that he just wants it waived, it's that he's trying his best to do it, and it's just impossible to comply. So I think that we should make and allow these changes, because it looks clear he knows what he's doing, he's invested some time and energy and effort, and it's not that he's thumbing his nose in the standards, it's that it's impossible or impractical to meet them, and he's trying to meet them in an alternative means. So I would support that. It would make sense to try to improve the area as best as possible with what the available space is.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'm closing it to the public and opening to the board.
I have a question. You want to reduce the proposed driveway throughout to 4 feet?
No, we're keeping it exactly the same.
Okay.
We're not modifying the driveways at all. We cannot, it's already built, so it will not make any sense to modify it.
It's one of the things that says a waiver of development of standards number 2A. Staff cannot support the reduction of throat depth along Post Road. Is there another road that you're referring to that you're not wanting
to? No, probably what you're saying is on the standards, it's probably reduced by that much. But we're not touching the drivers at all. We're not planning to modify them. As you see, it's exactly what it is, and there is no sense to modify the drivers. So if there is something that might be probably right in the wrong way, we can probably go back to the staff and ask them to retype it so they will be clear. Because there is no changes on the existing drivers. It will be a lot of work, especially because it's like a shared community for this one. So we will have to go back to the neighbors and ask them permission to modify the drivers, and it will be a pain for everyone. So we're not trying to modify anything.
So you're going to be parking trucks between your customers' parking, is that correct? That's what staff is saying. And their concern is that the throat depth for what you want to do should be 25 feet, and you want to keep it at 4 because there's not much you can do about the drives.
Let me show you what they're referring to. Pretty much this is a site with everything. So where we have the loading areas, this is the landscape. So this is all the parking that we have, and this is the outside where the loading docks will be, or the loading spaces here, and this outside, well actually it's these loading spaces. But the thing is that they can get into the building, so they have ramps. So, but of course, it's a space that we need to provide on the outside. But the idea, and that's what we're providing some ramps, in the buildings is that everybody unload their trucks inside the buildings. So this is the concern that they have.
So for the loading docks. Post for the post is down at the roundabout, right? Post Road comes in, right? So post they were road. Concerned with that. Isn't there a gate? Is there a gate there?
This is a little gate, yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, staff had an issue with that. That was one of the reductions. It says that on the waiver development standards number that I repeated again, that state staff cannot support the reduction of throat along that road. So you're saying you don't need that then? You're not asking for that?
So the staff's concerned that the vehicles going in there to unload are going to back out of it, are going to back up traffic on Post Road?
Yeah, so looking at the staff report here and taking a look at the plans, I think the concern is that, if you know, this is not my project, but looking at it is that with the development of that portion of the site, like you were saying, it's going to be a much, even though I guess the drive aisles are remaining the same, when trucks come in and out, it's a very quick entrance right there to that building.
Right.
I think that's one of the concerns. Looking for this.
Yep. But as I said, we're not planning to have any trucks probably going here. Most likely they will load inside the buildings. And indeed, we have a meeting with a client today, and it might not be four units, if not two units. So that might change. Probably they're planning to subdivide it to one, two units. So that would probably resolve that issue.
So with these, with these serve depths on your justification page, you mentioned that it's proposed to put stop signs at the entrance and exits to the parking lot. What studies or best practices have you led us to the idea of the stop signs? And does that remediate the concern necessarily?
No, actually we try always to do some kind of signals around our projects, because for us it's a good kind of like being good neighbors. And our clients, if they don't see it on the reports, they do not install it. So pretty much is to control the traffic back and forth, and we also enforce them and put some of the arrows on the way, so they can actually see how it's going to be flow, and it will work better. So we try to do that in all our projects, just to help the community that they know that it should be stop signs and stuff like that. So it's like enforcing our clients to do it.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure we understand with the reduced driveway throats, because on waivers of development standards, number 2 A and B, on both of these, that you're asking for, they're saying that you're asking for, you're saying you don't need that, you don't want it, so you want that,
exactly.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think one of the reasons why they're saying that is because, as I said, they're supposed to have a return here on every single one, so that's a dead drop. So that's what we're not having on this one. So I'm assuming that they were right or wrong, because what they're trying to say is that it's been reduced. But it's not that we are asking to be reduced, it's not that it doesn't comply.
I know it sounds like that, but basically what you're supposed to have is 25 feet,
mm-hmm.
and you only have 4. So that's a reduction right there.
That's probably what they're
trying to say. They're not saying that you're physically reducing, it's the way it is.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm trying to explain.
Yeah.
That is probably the way that they want it. Yeah,
just leaving when I do it.
I'm not clear on how you're going to prevent the collection from post road. I still think there's a potential for backups on post road, and you don't want that. That's where I'm at. I don't have a problem with the sidewalk and all that.
Did you explore any different designs for this lot, or was this, did we land on this and then?
Actually, we worked with them several things until we got to this portion. Actually, we were advised by them that we can even increase the size of the building. We didn't want to do it because it would be more critical for everybody to do. So, but then we have enough space to make it even bigger. The client would love that, but we didn't allow them to do it, and we explained that the circulations are already too narrow in order to do that. But yes, we tried different designs.
Okay.
At least layouts for the building.
Sure.
Would anybody like to make a motion? Do I have any further questions?
Which two did we hold, or trail?
We trailed number 1 and number 4.
Okay. Did you want to make a motion?
Well, I don't know if you all like it, but my motion, based on the issues with the possible election on Post Road, that would be to deny. That would be my motion.
That's it? There's a motion on the floor to deny. There's a motion on the floor to deny. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye.
Aye.
Did you?
I thought she said,
did you say favor?
Favor.
Okay. Did you get it? 2-2.
2-2.
So when there's motion to continue, the motion fails.
Okay.
And so you have to make another motion. We have to get a motion that actually passes.
Okay, so my understanding is the way it is now, there's already a reduction in the two driveways that are already existing, correct? So if I made a motion to, I don't understand why we even have to deny it, because if it's already there, we're not asking him to add to it. But I guess I would make a motion to deny with 2A and B, and then approve it with 1 and 3. Would that be, I would word that?
And then in the design review, you would also be supporting?
Yes.
That's supporting design review?
Yes.
If there is an issue, for example, on this gate, which is just a fence, we can probably remove it or totally remove it. Push it back or totally remove it, if that would work. Because then they can have, I know that it's an immediate turn, but it will facilitate the trucks, if any, going to be parked here, be farther beyond 40, 60 feet. It's better than nothing. I mean,
so on the post road, you're saying you're willing to...
Yes.
I don't think we're talking... About, that would be a design review, right, for the gate? Because it's not a... He's not changing the road. He's changing the... Now I'm like... Okay.
He's going to have to work that with public
works. Okay, so that would be something, yeah. Did you understand that?
Yep.
Okay.
But if we can do that, I mean, there is no big deal. That's the only
Which would be fine if you wanted to do that on your property and submit it for... I mean, that would be fine. It's just not what you're... That's not okay. So do I make a motion as I
make a motion to approve the design review and waivers 1 and 3.
Yep.
And then denial of
2.
Waiver 2 and 4.
I just have one question first, Kevin.
Yes.
Regardless of what happens, if this is a recommending body, not a final decision. So, it still has to have a traffic study. Is that correct? It's in here.
Then, yeah, if that's a notice, yeah, if that's a condition of approval, then once they get their approval from...
So, regardless of what happens, it's not going
to
work on Post Road, then.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, regardless of what anybody...
That's correct.
Are you adding something, or are you... Okay.
I'm just clarifying.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion.
So you're going to make the motion, not Williams.
Well, she already called the motion.
Because
for deny. And so now you're...
No, she started with the motion.
Okay. So I'm going to make a motion to approve with the design review that staff recommends and approval of 1 and 3 and denial of 2 A and B. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And you go.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Good luck. Thank you.
Which ones did we hold over?
1 and 4.
Yes.
Review that before you get to the next meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Earlier in the meeting, we held over item 1. Is anybody, is the applicant here for item 1? Okay, we're going to make a motion to hold item 1. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
To February 11th?
Yes. And then what was the next one?
Number 4.
Number 4.
That's it. So I just contacted Angela. I was going to ask us here to present, and we will not have to ask. So we're going to have to
hold that to the 11th, right?
February
11th. There's a motion on the floor to hold item number 4 until February 11th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? And carries on. Okay. At the portion of this meeting, we have any general business to do? Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, council, and jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name. For the record, if any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board council or majority vote. Is there anybody that would like to speak? Come on up. Always a smile for you.
Hi, Vivian Kolarski, planning commissioner, District B, Commissioner Sagerboom. Just want to say welcome. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Welcome. I'm the planning commissioner. I'm next level up. If you have any questions, please. John knows he's got my number. He's called me another time. So don't feel shy about doing that. But I'm looking forward to listening to the tape, coming down to the board, listening to what you have to say, what people have to say. And I'm here for at least another 2 years.
So. And she's always full of smiles.
So, welcome, and if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me anytime. Don't always agree with you, but I do listen to you. I really, really do. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, our next meeting is dated February 11th, 2000.
That's it.
I think that's it. Yeah. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?